is PGA Tour Pro, Mike Hill. Mike, thank you for sitting down with me, man.
You're welcome.
It's actually a pleasure to meet you and get to sit with you here. And, you know, if you play golf at all in the Jackson area, of course, your name comes up when we talk about it. And so it's a pleasure to get to sit with you. What did I hear you say, 26 tournament victories? Is that correct?
Yes, I won three on the regular tour. I started in 1967. I retired in 2007. I figured that I'd played 35 years. I'd had enough of it. And between my brother and I, Davey, we won 45 tournaments. So I think that we represented Jackson very well.
Oh, without a doubt. And not just in the actual results of your tournament play, but by all accounts, as people, too, as citizens. So glad to meet you. And I want to talk about the golf course a little bit, because as Scott and I were kind of chatting, it looks to be in great shape, and you kind of echoed that.
Yeah, the golf course is in good shape. I think that over the years, we've owned it since 1984. We built the other nine in 1991. All I tell people is that it just takes money and time.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it takes. And we spend a lot of effort to make the golf course as good as it can be. We do spend a lot of time and effort to make it as I wouldn't have it any other way than to be a professional-looking place.
Now, do you have a favorite hole on your course here?
Yeah, I think 16 with the pond. It's a good driving hole. And from the back tee, myself, I'm going to hit a driver and probably a 9-iron. And as I get older, it'll be 7-iron probably this year. You know, we all get shorter as we get older.
Yeah, well, I'm probably using three or four clubs to get up there myself on the tee, but still a fun time to get out and play around. And I don't know, you sound like you guys are pretty proud of your menu here too in the dining hall. And do you have a favorite item on the menu?
Yes, I think our cheeseburgers are great. I love them. I eat one every week. And you know, my wife and I, we spend a lot of time here at the golf course, and I'm spending less time now because I'm spending more time at my farm.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you found some time to get out here today while we're out here broadcasting live. We do have a two-night stay at Shanty Creek Resort with 18 holes of golf for two that we're going to be giving away at the end of the broadcast here. Come down and guess how many tees are in our jar. The closest person to the right number is going to win today. So we'll get that going at about, we'll draw before we're done today. Scott Cloud joining us also here.
You know, I was talking with Mike. This is the course that I grew up on. This is where my mom played a league out here for years. My dad played a league. I mean, this is where you talk about a legacy out here. I know Harry Melling would come out here back in the days of the Coors and the Silver Bullet and everything to that effect with Bill Elliott. I know you've had a lot of stories that and a lot of great friends that have come through on the golf course. And you've got a whole new generation coming up. You've got Kristen here. She's running the golf course along with you. You and your wife are spending more time on the farm there. And the farm looks great, too. I'm not going to say where it is, but you always pass by. You can see Mike working out on the farm. And if everyone who lives in Brooklyn, you know when Mike's out working. What, when it comes to the new nine that you've got here, and it's funny, if you grew up in this area, you call it the new nine. How has that changed over the years? Because for me, I hadn't really been out on the golf course. Fortunately, there's about a 10-year absence, but it has matured an awful lot. So when you built that nine, when you designed it, were you looking down the road to where things are now, or does it need to age a little bit more? I guess, do you understand what I mean when it comes to the size of the trees and everything?
Well, I think, Scott, that I planted all those trees. The only trees I didn't plant out here are the big oaks and the fence row on the first between 1 and 10, and the cedar trees. But these maple trees that you see around here in the oaks, actually I use my tree spade and I planted up to 200 of these trees. And as they get bigger, they come into play more. And my wife always said, you know, you plant all those trees, you're going to have to rake a lot of leaves. But I think the beauty of this golf course now is the fact that it's short enough for most everybody to play. I think we can compete with 80% of all the players that play golf can come here and play and challenge themselves. We're not long, you know, the young kids probably can hit the ball on some of these greens, but even after you get to the green, it's difficult to two-putt.
One of the other things, when you talk about Hills Brothers Golf Course here, Heart of the Lakes Golf Course in Brooklyn, right off of Case Road, if you haven't been out here, maybe it's been a couple of years since you've been out here, definitely get out.
Yeah.
But your expertise, you've lent it to some other course designers, and you've actually had a hand in a couple other courses.
Yes, I built a golf course in Florida for WCI. I started in 1998, and actually it was one of the first golf courses built in Florida that, if you bought property there, you got a membership. And there's 1,200 people live there now. I lived there for 10 years, and it's really a nice golf course. It's overplayed. We should have built 36 holes instead of 27. When you have 1,200 people that are paying $5,000 a year to play, they all want to play every day. And because of the fact they can't get on and play, they have to use a computer system to, get on a tee time. And that's basically one of the reasons I moved, is I didn't want to get on a computer and get a tee time.
One last question, at least for me. When it comes to people that are coming up in the game, it's funny. I was sitting at my son's track meet last night, and he's got my size. Steve and I are both bigger guys. And I was asked the question, what sports did I play in high school? And I said, well, I did track, and I did basketball, and I did golf. And the people that we were sitting there chatting with said, you didn't play football. And I said, well, there's a reason. It's because I didn't want to do two-a-days. I wanted to golf 18 holes a day for free. And to this day, in my line of work, I have never once looked at someone and said, hey, you want to go out and play some football? But I tell you what, there's a lot of times where I say, hey, you want to go out and play golf? Just so those parents that are out there and maybe they're looking at their child and they're wondering what type of sports should they get into, because it is important to be involved with sports, at least I feel. What would you say is the perfect age to get a child out there, and what's a way to keep them interested in it? Because obviously when you went out the first time, Mike Hill, you didn't just strike the ball 350 yards and call it good.
No, I think that out here we see a lot of fathers and grandfathers bringing kids that are 7, 8, 9, 10 years old to play. You know, the thing I see in golf today is that it takes too long to play, and people aren't ready when they need to play. When it's your turn to play, you ought to be ready to hit the ball and go. And I think if more people would do that, it would be better for the game and for the people playing with you. But I think that my brother and I both started playing when we were 8 years old. But I never had a set of golf clubs until I was 16. Never had a golf lesson. Davey and my wife are the only people that ever give me any tips. And a lot of it was natural talent. And, you know, that's a God-given thing. So I'm not a very good teacher, because it came so easy for me that I don't understand why people can't do it. It's a game that you can play your whole life.
And obviously you excelled at it. You had 3 PGA Tour wins on the tour, but then afterwards you really excelled and you were the first senior, the fourth senior tour in the history of the tour to get over $5 million, and you were the first senior tour professional to get over $1 million in a season. So that in and of itself just shows that, like a fine wine, sometimes your game ages well.
Yes, I think that when I went on the senior tour in 1989, I won $700,000 the first year I played. And, you know, I have to attribute that to a lot of that to Al Glick. He's the one. I had $16,000 that he gave me to wear his hat, and that was really all the money I had. And I figured if I spent that money and didn't win enough to play the next year, that I would go back home to the farm and to the golf course. But fortunate for me, I won more money in golf in 1991 than anybody, and that means the Young Tour, the Ladies Tour, and the Asian Tour. And I won $1,200,000+, and I won 6 times. And my good friend Lee Tuvino and I had a lot of competition and a lot of head-to-heads.
Excellent. Well, you know what? I had a couple questions lining up in my head, and through that conversation, you kind of answered them all. So I appreciate you coming out and talking to us today, Mike. And you're welcome to hang around as long as you want. We're going to be broadcasting live until noon today, getting people signed up for that Shanty Creek Resort giveaway. And I haven't played up there. Have you played that course?
No, I have not. Yeah. I play golf once a week with my wife and Kristen on Sundays. Other than that, I play one tournament with Lee Trevino, the Legends of Golf. I played, I think, somewhere around 780 tournaments. And so when people think about winning, you know, you think about I won 26 times in 700 times. So you realize you get beat a lot of times.